What? No jumping in the seat like last time?
What do you want me to do? Boom! All right, we're live and live back in the studio again. Another Fish Pod. I got Paul Fleming in here today again, and we're gonna bring in. Today we brought in James Malls.
James Malls, from Angler Armory.
Angler Armory, and yep. We talked about the Wild West series that's coming up. It's a kingfish series that we do every year. And thanks for coming in and helping me with this one here.
Absolutely.
So you've been friends with him for a long time, right?
Yeah, we've been friends for quite a few years. Yeah,
been doing the tournament thing and everything. Yeah. So we brought in James and we went over not all the new rules, but a lot of the changes, different payouts.
A lot of information. A little bit longer podcast than normal, but.
Yeah, but it was needed.
There's a lot going on with that series in Division VI and everything else. So this kind of really kind of brings light to all that. There's a lot of discussion going on social media right now about it. So nice to get
mostly positive though.
Oh, there's a lot of positive feedback from it, and I
was gonna have one curmudgeon, but
listen, you can't please everyone, and we all know that. I'm fortunate not only to be friends with James, but I'm kind of the liaison between the title sponsor Intrepid, and I sit on the committee, so it's. There's a lot of information that we're going to go through tonight, and I think that everybody is really going to take to it.
All right. Well, let's just get right to it. Please welcome James Malls.
It looked like it was auto-focusing on me there for a second.
I guess my best thing is to turn this way a little bit, or do we want a side view from the cameras?
No, side view's okay, because he can go front view this way. So, okay. Because we're all just going to...
We're going to shoot the stuff.
All right. So we'll just get right into it. I've been getting into the tournament scene for probably about 2 years now. And that's when I first met you, was at one of the Wild West events. And I think the last time I saw you, you were shooting T-shirts off of the cannon. And, so these events have been pretty cool, man. I always have a good time at your events and everything. So I'm really glad to have you here today to talk about all this stuff. I mean, you got a lot of stuff going on this year. Man.
Got shorter all of a sudden.
Good thing this isn't a professional thing.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Well, have you always been doing the tournament thing? Is that something that's just been around in your life for a long time? Or
yeah, Jay, I've been a local tournament director on the West Coast about 10 years now, give or take a couple years. But the ones that count, we try to be part of and make happen for the anglers, try to make sure they got somewhere to fish.
Did you used to compete a lot, or have you always just ran them? Or?
I got to compete for a few years as an angler on two teams, my team and then another team.
Sure.
And I got to see nationals over at the East Coast. Nice. I got to go to Biloxi, Mississippi.
Cool.
I've got to do some king fishing at the Rock Pile. And very interesting fishery. It definitely had my attention right out of the gate.
Right.
So for me, it was an easy in. I'm like, wow, we can go do this for fun and maybe get some money.
Right.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's always a good time. Like every one of your tournaments are a lot of fun. A lot of people come out to them, so I always have a great time. And was that something that just came naturally to you? You just got into it and just
performed
for the stage, huh?
Yeah. Well, believe it or not, back in college, I had a speech class that I took, and that didn't go so hot. I was pretty sure that I was not cut out to speak in public at all.
Right.
And then
public schools, right?
Yeah. And then.
We
started doing some. We all started doing some tournaments locally, and everybody's like, "I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk. Somebody else talk. Hey, get Mikey. He'll talk."
Right.
And I kind of became the guy, and we're like, "Okay." And then, as it turned out, I didn't know it, but keeping the crowd moving, keeping it hyped up a little bit.
Yep.
It goes a long way. We're there for 4 hours weighing fish.
Yeah, and that's a long time to keep it going.
Yeah, I mean, you can be the blah, 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 47-pound fish next, but occasionally I'm going to throw a koozie at your head and a dum-dum pop at your daughter or something like that. And
maybe blast
have a good time. Maybe blast a couple.
Rocket a t-shirt across the
blast
the
a couple
line.
T-shirts out there, keep the crowd moving.
At one time.
Yeah, I think there's one still in the palm tree outside of Delosa's.
I think so. Or on the roof. There might be a couple up on the roof.
Right. So you do the Wild West Kingfish Series.
Wild West Kingfish Tournament Series.
Okay. So that is four tournaments we got going, and there's been some changes this year. and you guys got a whole bunch of stuff going on. So do you guys want to get in that a little bit and talk about some of the changes you got coming up?
Yeah. Well, first, I'd like to thank Paul Fleming from Intrepid Powerboats, our title sponsor. Paul, everything you guys do there is awesome. We really appreciate it. Couldn't do it without you. But Paul also helps us on our committee. So we have a 10-person committee that got together this year, and we said, okay. We had a real great spring last year. Team Pro Marine came in with two fish over 65 pounds.
That was just
– I mean, they knocked the leather off the ball. You know, laces were flying.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, 182 pounds for the year. What a feat.
Yeah. I mean, that was, they put up a serious stiff arm, and it just kept on going to the end zone.
They did.
They topped out over everybody by like 20 points or something, right?
They did. Yeah. 182 pounds for three fish, we believe, is a world record north of Naples anyhow.
Really?
Yeah, wow. we're verifying that. Hey, you know, don't hold me to it.
We'll see, right?
But we're pretty sure that is a world record, so we're investigating that a little bit. But Pro Marine went out, did their homework. They found a really good spot to produce some very large offshore fish, dinosaurs.
Where is that?
As Captain Jim would have it. So, you know, they had a phenomenal year. The sun was shining on them. That team's fished together for 10 years. And it's not easy. Yeah. When you get your chance, you've done your work to get there.
Yeah.
Most kingfishermen are not stumbling along a day of kingfishing. Wow, what was that
there's a lot of prep that goes into it.
You better know your weather, too. Every year it's the same thing. You know,
that's right.
At least one of those tournaments. You know?
I've been fishing a long time. I can count on my one hand how many times it was flat and calm, you know?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, so bottom line is for 5 years we had 100 miles to the north of Johns Pass, 100 miles to the south of Johns Pass boundary.
Right.
And as far west as they cared to go. And we were getting boats in, and people were coming out and putting their throttles down at the Johns Pass light at shotgun start, and we were going fishing. Right. You know, typical checkouts around 7. We bring them back in. They got to be under the bridge at 5:30.
Right.
So that almost became our boundary. And in true fashion at the Wild West, we try to stay cutting edge, and we try to see what the future of kingfishing is going to hold. East Coast fishery is a little different than the West Coast fishery, right?
Yeah,
right?
A lot. Yeah.
If you fish an East Coast tournament with no boundary, not really that big a deal.
No.
You can run to the north, you can run to the south, but you're not going to be that far offshore.
Yeah,
right?
It's just really a north-south fishery there.
Yeah, I mean, typically you got to get through the jetty, or get outside. Don't go through the jetty, but you got to come out of the pass.
And those can be tricky.
They can be tricky, you know, Fort Pierce pushing 10s when the tide's building against the waves and the Coast Guard's on point.
St. Lucie and Nationals going through those, it's in 16 feet.
Exactly.
That was interesting.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So, you know, you got to jump 3 10-footers and then hang a right or a left. And I'm not discrediting the East Coast fishery by any means.
No.
But we went and did some homework this year. We went to the Outer Banks. There's a couple other tournaments up there which are ran very professionally. Cape Lookout Shootout is the one that we're looking at. And I went up and I said, you know what? They're getting 60 boats out of Raleigh, North Carolina, signing up for $1,000 a boat. They're fishing for $120,000 with Calcuttas for the day.
Yeah.
One fish, one day.
Yeah.
And they have a 20-boat waiting list.
Right.
Me and my wife, Jen, came home and I said, you know, this looks like something we should really look into. And why is it working? So it's basically working over there because of that fishery. They can have that open boundary.
Right.
So we came home. We talked to the committee, getting back to the original question. And that question was answered when we went up there and came home and thought about our fishery on the West Coast. Said, can we make it any more competitive here at the Wild West? So our committee met, and we got together, and we came up with a rolling boundary. And it is the first time a tournament has done it, but we're going to have a 40-mile, 60-mile, and as far west as you care to go, boundary within 100 miles to the north and south of Johns Pass. Basically, you're going to, NASCAR style, you're going to have a small track, a medium track, and a Daytona 500.
Sure.
And you really have to go through all three of those boundaries and do well to get in the top 10 showdown.
I see. Yeah. So the last one is the championship.
Yeah.
Last
so you'll one have, you'll have your first three events, and then the top 10 out of those three events go on to a showdown.
Yeah.
So by doing the roaming boundary, you are bringing everything down to more of a level playing field.
Right. Kind of gives the guys with the smaller boats a chance at some of these and all that.
Well, not just a chance. I mean, I'd like to say that and really hang my hat on it, but really how we feel, we think you're going to have to do your homework. I think this year, 2017 at the Wild West, is going to end up being all about pre-fishing, having good bait ready to go, and really doing your homework. I mean, Roth's charts and things like this, these are going to be the go-tos for our guys to figure out where are these pelagic fish. I mean, we got a real short window when they're here.
Right. Yeah.
And we can all get our farmer's almanacs out and try to figure out what the weather did in the last 10 years, right? Mine's in the truck at Paul's house. But it still doesn't necessarily guarantee you that pelagic migration. So as they're coming by our coast and our boundaries, we got a 6 to 8 week period we can really reach out and grab those fish.
Right.
Now, we do believe there are resident fish here on the west coast of Florida. We can't confirm or deny that, but a lot of local fishermen, they pretty much can target kingfish all year offshore. But
the guys that are doing it have been here a long time, though.
Yeah. They've been here a long time.
Every day doing it.
And, you know, so we came up with the rolling boundaries, 40, 60, and as far west as you care to go. We really think it's going to tighten the competition at the Wild West.
Sure.
And along with that came a new payout structure. We typically have ran 40 boats at our tournament. And this year, for the first time, we're going to go to 50 boats this year.
Nice. Yeah.
And with that 50 boats comes a 20,017. I don't know where we came up with that number, Paul. How did we get there? Oh, that's what year it is. That's right. So the 20,017 for first place in the Wild West, 50 boats fishing for that kind of money, that should be fairly competitive.
Yeah, very.
And then don't forget, on top of that, we have the $60,000 with a first place of Mercury, a brand new Mercury motor, $23,000 voucher from Mercury, nice, sitting in the showdown for first place. You're really going to have to do your homework. You know, first and second place, they might take off and run, but we've got 8 more spots to get you qualified.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
yeah,
it should keep that competition level a lot tighter. We're hoping this year to see from first place to 10th place before the showdown, after 3 legs, we're hoping to see maybe a 10-point, 15-point gap in that top 10.
Keep them nice and tight.
Keep it tight.
Real competitive, sure. You know.
Well, we don't know that. That's a guess.
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you're trying out new things, you gotta just let it roll sometimes, see how it goes. But it sounds good to me. I think it's going to, like you said, make it more competitive.
Yeah.
You're going to get some guys out there and then see how it goes, right?
Yeah. And the other cool thing is, you know, obviously we're fishing for more money at every leg. But then on top of that, for leg 2 and leg 3, we are now introducing a Division 6 tournament in that. So those teams fishing the Wild West that get into that are now fishing for an additional $10,000. So if you're a Wild West team and you come in and you're fishing a Division 6 tournament at the same time, you're now fishing for $30,000.
Nice.
And, Paul, that's before Calcutta's.
That's before Calcutta's. Yes, sir.
Be a nice paycheck for somebody to get out there and rock it, right?
That's just Bay's money. I mean, that's...
The economy is good for some people. The economy is not good for other people. But what it's going to allow our anglers to do, if you look at a three-week period, it's going to allow our anglers to come in and fish a Division 6 event and get their points for Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to allow them to fish the Wild West Series if they want.
Yeah.
So, like Paul said, it's really same fish, same fuel, same day, same bait, same gear, and you're going to be able to produce one fish for the Wild West Division 6 as well,
yeah,
and possibly take home $30,000 before Calcutta's.
Right. That's unheard of, right? It's crazy.
If you add Calcutta's, I mean, our guess is somewhere between 35 and 40 grand.
That's a sweet payday. Yeah, that's really cool.
Paul, I hope you're there.
I'm there.
Paul's all about it.
I know. I said it in the truck. I'm on the fence, right? Isn't that what I said?
Yeah,
I said
I'm on the fence. Yeah.
Said he's on the fence.
Yeah. I think I'm in.
But, yeah, so, you know, for 5 years we ran an open west boundary, mm-hmm, and we really tried it. And the class of fish that comes from offshore is designed for that offshore series. We have been very close to that for a long time here.
Yeah.
If our series was set up on the East Coast, I don't think there would have been an issue at all. Mashing the gas, give us $1,000, get in and let's open this joker up and go fish.
Right.
Yeah. Here locally, we felt that it was maybe not the time to go with that format. We said maybe there's another step to take to get more boats in.
Mm-hmm.
And this was our answer, the rolling boundary, the new payout structure. Yeah. We've got a lot of great sponsors, Intrepid Powerboats, Simrad, Mercury, putting up the motor at the Top 10 Showdown. I mean, there's a lot of good sponsorships here at the Wild West that really make us tick.
Right. It all sounds like positives to me. I don't see any negatives to it at all.
I think that's one thing, you know, as a committee member and sitting on the committee, you know, nothing but positive feedback. You know, we've released the information out via social media. And, you know, there's a few questions and stuff like that. But I would say the real big impact has been very, very positive.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of people are really, really digging it. You know, I mean, I've read a lot of comments that, you know, teams that have fished the Wild West that were just kind of, you know, on the fence, so to speak. And, you know, they've all come back with comments going, man, I really like this change. You can count us in.
Absolutely.
And I really think, yeah. I think all those teams you're going to see really putting in their applications and putting their deposit down this Saturday at the kickoff party.
Well, that's right. That's at the Hut.
The Hut.
Madeira Beach.
Yeah, Madeira Beach.
What time does that start?
Yeah, so it's January 14th this Saturday at the Hut, Madeira Beach. That starts at 7 p.m.
Okay.
And right now, anybody who's watching, we're very proud to announce that for the first year going into our sixth comeback party, we have 12 boats already signed up.
Nice.
Yeah.
We've never had any boat signed up before this Saturday.
Yeah.
So we're really expecting to come close to filling the house Saturday.
Yeah. That'll be great. It'll be a good party, too. That'll be nice. So you got a good community that comes to these things.
It's a great community. We have a lot of our sponsors show up. And, you know, we've been off for a couple months now. And everybody doesn't have the itch just yet.
Yeah.
So
they will.
There's never been a dull anger alarm for your party.
I don't think so.
No.
I mean,
no, there's never been a dull one.
Maybe.
I've been to a bunch of them, man.
there's never a dull party. Yeah, there's never a dull party. That's for
well,
sure.
Well, we try to tournament direct as well as we party. Mm-hmm. Mixing the two can be interesting sometimes, but, you know, it should be a great year for the anglers.
I think so. I think it's gonna be a great year for the anglers. I don't think it's gonna be good. It's gonna be a great year.
Yeah, I think we really put some smack down this year
mm-hmm.
that they're going to enjoy fishing, having the opportunity to fish two for one, kind of.
Yeah,
getting some points and don't forget too, SKA's got four Division VI tournaments this year. They've got one out of Crystal River.
One out of Crystal River, the two here in Johns Pass through the Wild West, and they are going to have the one down in Naples.
Yeah, the one down in Naples is at Pelican Bend.
Pelican Bend, yeah.
And Stevie Cooper came on, and he's going to be helping run that event.
Yep.
He partnered with the Gulf Coast.
Very
so SKA and Stevie Cooper should have a great Division VI event down there as well.
I think so, yeah.
You have great events. I mean, when I first went to my first tournament, actually I went with Hans. And it was a Wild West one. That's what really turned me on to it and got me into it. I mean, it's not just the anglers, too, though. It's the people coming out to that show. Everybody can have a good time because all the people line up, all the stuff you got going on, the entertainment. And then, you know, who doesn't like that leaderboard changing all the time and everything? It's exciting, man. It was a good time every time I went, you know. So.
Well, one of the secrets to that good time was recommended by a committee member. And we kind of gave it an idea of what if we had a place called the Armory, which is located behind our stage.
Mm-hmm.
So unlike other tournaments, and everybody's different, you know, we're housing 40 to 50 boats. So we let them come in from 4. They got to be in by 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
We give them a wristband. We give their fish a tail tag, and we give their bag a bag tag. And then basically they check their fish in, and they go get in the crowd.
Yeah,
right. And then they come up and they go relax for a little bit, have a beer, chill out.
It's actually really nice though because you know I've fished a lot of events and you know 9 times out of 10 you know you got one or two team members that jump off the boat with a fish bag and then they kick you off the dock immediately, and you know you got only your one or two guys up at the stage weighing the fish. Well, you know, I mean, a lot of these guys have six person crews on their boat, and you know they all put in their day. They all worked hard, and they should all be recognized for the fish that they've weighed. by putting the fish in the armory and letting them go out and you know, wind down a little bit from the day and relax. And then they're able to come up on stage and the entire team is showcased. I think that's really one of the big things that the Wild West is really known for is just the integrity that it brings to the series and the sport.
Right.
And, you know, the teams are all there. Their sponsors are showcased. And it's about them. And, you know, hey, listen, they put their money in. They've, you know, some of these guys have run 100 miles one way to go catch that fish. And, yeah. You know, and like we've said in the beginning in this podcast, I can count on one hand how many times it was flat calm. So most of these guys have taken a pretty gnarly beating through the day. Yeah. And
come on, Paul, that's not true.
Well, you know.
It's fishing, if you're in but intrepid, it's a lot
you know,
of work.
You can just go through it. But, you know, I mean, it's, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, it's a rough day. And it's nice to be able to see the whole team up there together celebrating what they've accomplished.
Yeah, and it shows, too. When the show's going on, everybody's
absolutely.
Into it.
Well,
it's,
you know,
exciting.
I mean, listen, there is a ton of great anglers on this coast.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at the talent that fishes the Wild West,
really, occasionally you got to put the boats away. They're impressive too.
Yeah.
But occasionally you got to slide the boats, stage left and really look at who's on the boats.
These guys are really talented fishermen. They really are. And, you know, there's a lot of homework that goes into it and there's a lot of, you know, decisions that have to be made. And, you know, it's a difficult time. You know, sometimes it could be a difficult day to put a fish in the boat. So when these guys do it, it's nice to be able to celebrate with your teammates and really showcase. And, you know, I think the crowd digs that.
Yeah.
I really think that the crowd digs that. And I think that's one thing that sets this tournament series ahead of the rest.
Right. That's what I was saying about the community, too, because I think the people that do come out to these tournaments understand how much work went into it. It's not just a day of throwing the line out. There's a lot of work going on out there, and I think people recognize that.
The people
that come out for this.
You know, the cool thing is you know, James and I talked about this not too long ago. There are families that are here, especially in the spring, here for spring break. And we've got people that come down and redirect their vacations to come while these Wild West tournaments are going because they had so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And these are spectators. These aren't fishermen. These are spectators.
Yeah. I can attest to that.
So
they really do. Hans got to see it. Jenny, my wife, the heartbeat of Angler Armory, she tells me all the time, honey, we got an email today from somebody in Michigan. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
They're wanting to know when the show is going to be.
How cool is that?
And the venue's pretty unique, too. So a lot of tournaments, you know, it almost becomes more like a carnival than a tournament. And I don't mean any disrespect, but, you know, there's so many vendors and so many tents and so many everythings. Mm-hmm. And that's great. It's community-driven. It's great for it. At our venue, because of our location in Johns Pass Village, a lot of our vendors are Johns Pass Village merchants.
Yeah.
They already have businesses established.
Yeah.
They're there 365 days a year. Now, obviously, we bring in Mercury, Simrad, Intrepid, Fishbrain, and a bunch of fine other sponsors.
Yeah.
But we have limited room to set them up.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot more broadcasting live to the people.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, we get the ice cream liquors. We get the other people. We have seen people find out about us and start fishing with us. Those are some cool days.
Yeah.
You know, being located between the Hut and Delos's Pizza and Eagle Parasail, I mean, it's a cool venue. It's a cool location.
It's a beautiful spot.
It is.
It's gorgeous. All the shops, right on the water.
Yeah.
I've lived here most of my life, and Johns Pass has always been a great place to go to anything that's happening.
Absolutely.
There.
It's beautiful.
I grew up hanging around the boys from Don's Dock, and Granddaddy Don's place was still there, and that goes way back, but I'm not really that old yet.
Yeah, you are.
Good Lord willing, I will be.
I fish from land there all the time, all around the bridge and stuff growing up. So
So, you know, you got to go through some semantics. There's a little bit of politics involved anywhere. But we're there. We love our venue. Yeah. And the sponsors seem to react well to it.
Mm-hmm.
The fans, if you will. We have people following the teams now, which is kind of neat.
That's really cool. Yeah. Well, you know, with the spectators from out of town and people following the teams, you know, as we were talking in our intros from last podcast we did, you know, the new direction that Fish Pod Network is going is we're going to be actually at the Wild West with our live streaming capabilities and being able to bring the NASCAR feel that we're looking at and doing the live interviews and really
can we use that word, Paul?
We can use that word.
Okay.
I think so.
That word used to scare everybody. You think they're okay with it now?
I think they're okay with it. I think it's a compliment. All right. You know?
Are we allowed to say CBS Sports, Paul?
We are allowed to CBS. Yes, absolutely.
We can say CBS Sports and NASCAR?
Absolutely.
And the Wild West Kingfish Tournament Series?
Well, yeah.
In one
sentence? We're bringing the NASCAR feel. Yeah. And, yes, we are filming with CBS Sports for Intrepid Powerboats on the Water. So I think we could say it all together.
All right, cool.
I think
cool.
we say it all together.
Consider it said.
Just production value.
We'll go with that. Kingfish and left turns,
absolutely.
Baby.
Absolutely. Kingfish and left turns. That's it. So.
Some of our North runners might say kingfish and right turns.
Yeah,
they might. Is that a Polish victory lap? Is that what they call it?
I think so, yeah.
I think so.
Oh,
boy. So. We're going off the rails there. But yeah, I'm looking forward to doing that a lot, man. Like I said, I enjoy all these tournaments. It's exciting. It's a great time, good community, and to get out there and to be a part of it, man. That's going to be awesome. That's going to be really cool.
I'm looking forward to it. I think the live leaderboards and the interaction via Twitter for the people to be able to interact with the event, I think a lot of that's going to bring, you know, again, just the cool aspects of what this venue brings.
Well, I can tell you, we've been searching for 2 years now. We have done some live feeds and Twitters and things like that. But, you know, overall, it didn't go that well. We kept trying new things. So to have you on board with Fishpod at the Wild West and everything else Angler Army does, it's going to really help us. And everyone involved, really. It's going to make it just that much better through captain's interviews and things of this nature.
Yeah, absolutely. Being able to reach everybody.
We welcome it. If you can't join us on the 14th for some reason, hopefully we'll have our live feed going with Fishpod.
Yeah, we'll be out there. We'll definitely be doing some filming. We'll be broadcasting.
Just in case
there's
any Carolina teams interested, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's one thing, too, I think, because, like, I find myself watching tournaments from all over the place now because I'm getting into it and everything. I think it's going to open up our area anyway to people that don't live here. Like you were saying, you got people from all over the place that are messaging you and everything. Now they're going to be able to kick back and watch it if they can.
Absolutely. Well, you know, especially we've actually pulled some teams in from the East Coast.
Yeah.
That are new to the Wild West this year. So now, you know, all of their friends that are over there, we'll be able to get on to fishpodnetwork.com. We'll be able to get on anglerarmory.com and Facebook Live and YouTube and
friends
all these venues.
Friends and family can
They can be a part of it, you know, and they can, you know, via the Twitter feed, talk back and forth with their families and their friends and
the
really interact with it. The teams.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's just going to be a really cool feature to have, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, this is modern. I mean, this is where the world's at today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you really look back, our parents' generation anyway.
Yeah.
You know, they came from radio to television, and we don't know it yet, or maybe we do, but, like, television, it's going to be the radio.
Yeah.
It really is already kind of becoming.
It's
kind of becoming the radio now, so podcasting's where it's at, and we're really – welcome the relationship with you guys and Fishpod at our tournaments.
Yeah, I look forward to doing
it's gonna
a lot
be
of
awesome.
Cool things with you guys. I think we're going to have a lot of
good information. That's it. You got to get it out there.
Revolutionizing 2017.
That's right. The good thing, too, when you can sit in and lay it all out there like this for people to, you know, see what's coming, you know, and hear it straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak, and you know, get that information out there. I think it's going to bring a bunch of people to this.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of the other things that we've got that we really haven't touched base on is we'll be able to do live phone interviews with our captains that have sat phones.
Yeah. Sat phone interviews, that's going to be huge.
I mean, that's huge.
That's going to be awesome.
Absolutely. I mean, you'll be out there.
The sat phone interview, let me just do a dummy one real quick. It's going to sound like this. Okay, what are your exact coordinates? How big was the fish?
And
what rod and reel were you running?
And our first phone call.
Oh, okay. And
our
then
first
what
phone
did
call
you
is to Jim Nassett.
Our first phone call, we're pretty sure, is going to be boat number 10, Team Pro Marine. Absolutely.
Jim, we need your sat phone number.
We're going to need that sat phone.
We need that number.
You got to mess with them and say, all right, did you guys track his coordinates over this?
You know, it's funny. They don't mind those little tracker things when it comes to boat theft. But if anybody wants to track anybody, we unfortunately, Paul, we made a little mistake,
It was a baby one.
Just tiny.
It was a baby one. Oh, yeah.
We made a mistake. Was that year before last? Was that 2 years ago?
It was 2 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, Paul had – there was a bee's nest literally at the tournament that day.
Oh, yeah. And it was
Paul
all around my head.
Any different. And there was like a head inside a bee's nest, and I'm like, Paul, that's you. What's going on?
Yeah.
And Paul thought it would be cool to
We were showcasing a sponsor. We were sponsored by Spot Global Satellite, and we had their sat phone and their trackers and everything else. And you know, we thought it would be kind of cool. And we really tracked our day. It was really pre-fishing is what we did. We tracked our day, and lo and behold, I forgot to turn it off. So
the problem wasn't that they were fishing. It was that other boats happened to be fishing
right where we were
next to them.
Right.
So continue.
Yeah, we were pretty much broadcasting our location along with everybody else's, and they let me know about it for sure.
We got Paul regrouped with the new friends again.
Yep, absolutely.
Fed them all lollipops or whatever we did.
Yeah.
It was a true honest mistake and a big learning curve.
Yeah. Sure it was.
For all the tracking companies. And like last year, we brought in Atlas Trackers.
Yep.
And she had some great ideas too. You know, bass fishing doesn't seem to be as big a deal, but our lake is a lot bigger.
Yeah.
And there seem to be a lot more secret spots in our lake.
Sure.
By the way.
Well, and if you look at the freshwater side of things, they actually predetermine in most of those tournaments a rotating schedule, so you're actually fishing specific spots at specific times. Right. So they already know where you're at. Our fishing and our fishery is just a little different.
A lot more involved, absolutely.
So yeah, that was a mistake I won't make again. That's for sure.
A lot more hunting involved, and a lot of people. I mean, you know, they went and did some homework. I mean, you got to figure the average tournament team that does not live in a setting where the tournament's in their backyard, they're going to come into town on a Wednesday. Okay.
Yeah.
They may pre-fish, they may bait fish, they may do any of it, but they're going to probably put the boat in the water on a Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Figure all their gear and all their stuff is at a hotel. The boat's out back and they got to go fish. Thursday, they're going to go do whatever they got to do and see us at the captain's party. Friday's a lay day, but again, they could still be looking for that area where the fish are.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, a friend of mine told me before, he said, "Hey, are you going pre-fishing?" I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, how are you going to do it?" I said, "I'm going to go catch a bunch of bait, and I'm going to go find some areas with kingfish." He goes, "You could do that, but you might try sabikis." And I said, "Oh, that'll never work. You can't catch kingfish on sabikis." He goes, "No, but you can catch baitfish on sabikis. And if there's baitfish, there could be
kingfish."
Kingfish, right. Yeah. So, you know, there's different levels of commitment. Not everybody can get off those days.
Right.
But we hope the future of kingfishing brings people into a setting where, you know, at least Thursday and Friday they can maybe sneak off of work. Maybe their boss understands it. Maybe some of the teams are getting sponsored through their companies they work for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seems like there's a lot of that. There's a lot of those teams.
Yeah, a lot of people understand it. And there is some advertising dollars there that add up. I mean, some of these boats.
For everybody.
Well, Paul, how many tournaments did your team fish last year?
Oof, God, we fished, I'd have to say, probably 15 or 20, somewhere right around in there. I mean, we fished a lot. And
Paul's eyes just rolled from the back of his head?
Yeah, I had to think about that. But no, it's, you know, I mean, there's a lot of time, there's a lot of commitment. And, you know, again, I mean, most of our tournaments were bait fishing and pre-fishing from, Tuesday or Wednesday on.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you really are.
Well, and especially, I mean, the big thing is when you go to a new area, you know, you got teams coming in from the East Coast. This is, you know, this is all new territory for them, and if it's not new territory, I mean, you know, look at us in Nationals. I mean, I grew up on the East Coast of Florida. I mean, I'd fished there many years, but that was many years ago, and that fishery, it all changes. So it was a whole new learning curve to go back over to Nationals and go fish that fishery, and you know, luckily we made some good decisions and we were able to go put a pretty good stomp down on them. So
absolutely.
What do you think the percentage is, like out of towners to local in these tournaments? I never even thought about that, to be honest.
It's going to really depend on the tournament.
Yeah, it depends on the venue. I think this venue here, I think with the new changes and the new boundaries and the new payouts and everything else, I really think that ratio is going to go up.
I think it already has. I think if you need an answer and don't quote me on it, I think we're going to be about 25% out of town.
I think so.
And 75% in town.
That's about what I thought it would be.
You know, not everyone can get the time off again.
Sure.
Whether they have the boat or the means, it doesn't always mean that all the stars line up. And sometimes our dates do, our dates are out early, and sometimes they conflict with other things, maybe in their area or what have you.
Other tournaments from other areas.
Absolutely. Like absolutely.
But if you think about it, though, it probably brings in like the cream of the crop. You know, you want good competition and everything coming in. So,
well, the Wild West has definitely always been after quality, mm-hmm. not quantity.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a challenging demographic to grow in.
Yeah.
But we've never stopped. We've always kept our feet on the ground, our chin ups, and we march forward. And we're really trying to put a quality, integrable tournament together like we have for the last 5 years. This year will be no different.
Yeah.
And the only thing I just want to mention, in case we're running short on time, is we also have a small boat and a single engine boat tournament as well.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
So the real layout is single engine, small boat, and then open class.
Right.
In that open class, they can also fish the Wild West. So that's how it really plays out. And then the SKA, the Southern Kingfish Association, was kind enough to give us a Division VI sponsorship. Sorry, Division VI sanction.
Sanction, yes.
So that our boats can come through and get points so that they can also go to Biloxi this year and fish Nationals.
Very cool.
Which I believe Biloxi's on the 28th this year, isn't it, Paul?
It is. It's on Halloween.
For division, yeah. For all the divisions of the SKA. Yeah,
it's on Halloween weekend.
So good news is if you go to Nationals, we did a little homework and research, saw some bantering, maybe we'll call it. I don't know, whatever. And we'll be home on the Sunday or the Monday. Halloween's on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
As far as I could figure out.
Yeah.
Unless my kids wrote in my calendar book.
Yeah.
They're good for that.
They're good for it.
That's
so.
It. Yeah.
All right. Well, man, it sounds like we're going to have a pretty interesting year. I think this is going to be a really cool event. For me, too, to be able to have the opportunity to come out and call some of these things and get into it all. What's the best way for everybody to find out information about Wild West and follow you online?
The best way to find out about Wild West, the applications, the rules, everything like that, it's all available on anglerarmory.com. You can email us at anglerarmory@gmail.com. Or my phone number is listed, my wife's phone number is listed, so on and so forth. So
Facebook.
But you're going to want to get to the comeback party this weekend at the HUD on the 14th.
Right.
I got some great things to tell you before we go.
Okay.
We have an enormous bait tank.
That thing is huge.
I don't know how big it is.
I don't know.
I mean, if Hayes was here, he would be able to say it.
I think the three of us could fit in it.
Yeah. Well, the four of us.
That's the picture I want, right?
Yeah. The four of
right?
us.
Yeah. You know. No, it's huge.
Four of us could get in there. Yeah. And so Kevin Hannon, I want to give a big shout out and a big thanks
to
Team Pro Marine,
mm-hmm.
Putting that bait tank up for a booby prize this weekend, if you will. Can we say booby?
Yeah, all day.
Okay,
all
booby, right. booby, 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 booby.
So we got a booby prize for the booby, right?
We got a booby prize for the booby.
Nice.
But he did put up the bait tank. And also I want to touch real quick on something we do that maybe somebody watching doesn't know. And that is for 5 years we've been lucky enough to take our United States Heroes fishing.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Pro
that
Marine
is
also has been a factor. They put up a boat, a captain on their dime.
Yep.
The team puts all that together for us.
Yep.
And I'd also like to include Andy Brown from Brown Insurance because this year we had two boats in the fall running a total of, I think it was 10 or 12 veterans, taking them offshore fishing and feeding
and,
them.
And you know, that's such a fun
And guys,
thing.
They're catching fish.
Yeah, they're catching. It's
I mean,
it's fun.
Captain Matt is putting the
meat in
the boat.
Absolutely.
Nice. Eating the bottom out of the boat.
I got the opportunity to do that a few times before I got into the competitive fishing side of it. We did that with Intrepid Powerboats, and we brought them out there. And that was some fun stuff.
That was a few years ago. Yeah.
It was a few years ago.
You guys were doing it first.
That's what I'm talking about with the community, man. That's what's great about it. And that's really what... the community, and then, like you said, the level of anglers that are coming to these events, like that's really one of the main reasons why I did this.
Yeah.
This whole podcasting is to get these guys in here and make myself a better fisherman. Hopefully, spread some information for other people.
Absolutely,
That it really was one of those things that drove me to do this here.
Well, as a tournament director and speaking for my wife, which she doesn't let me do often, but I'm going to take a shot at it. We're very pleased to have you on board at the Wild West. You know, you can run Angler Armory 365 days a year. You can be a tournament director. But then there's marketing. There's promotions.
Sure.
There's committee members. There's turmoil amongst the committee to make better decisions and stay cutting edge.
What are you talking about? There's no turmoil
So
there.
The fact that you guys
fishing,
are putting
right?
this together
it's all,
for
it's
the tournament
smiles.
Community and allowing us to utilize it for our tournaments, I mean, I don't think you realize what a great big deal that is, and I want to give you a special thanks because you're taking a lot off our plate and kind of saying, hey, we're going to be there. We're going to handle this part. This is where the world's at, though.
It is.
And we love Ken Clinton, and we love Intrepid on the Water with CBS Sports. It takes all of it, really, to bring it all together.
Sure does.
And the folks at Wild West are just very, very pleased to be part of the magic carpet ride, if you will. Because,
absolutely.
We've filmed a little bit for it. We've done some really cool things with Intrepid and their production company. We were filming this year in 16. Parts of it will be out. Our Fish Kids tournament, Paul, I think you touched on.
Yeah, oh yeah. That was in episode 3.
Yeah,
and then actually episode 4, we start fishing in the Wild West. So those are getting ready to come out on CBS Sports. So stay tuned. We'll make sure that we get that information gets out there so you get to see those episodes.
Yeah, and you know, without key sponsors, and by the way, we have 68 other sponsors that I'm not going to have time to get through.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to thank all of our sponsors from the Wild West, all of our volunteers, all of our staff. Everybody who's had a hand in it, I promise you.
Yep.
It took many hands, fingers, toes, and feet to get this thing off the ground and headed in the direction it's going. And, you know, like I said, we could have made it simple and just kept bygones be bygones and let's just do another year. But we really saw it for 5. We had a process through the committee, and we looked at it and we said, we think we can make it the most competitive year they've had at the Wild West with, by the way, 10 more boats and double the payouts.
Nuts.
It was unbelievable when we actually put it on paper.
Yep, absolutely.
So it's awesome to be able to be a part of it and say I'm the tournament director of it. I'm so proud of everyone involved.
Yeah, well, we're going to be happy to be a part of that,
absolutely,
that community now and get involved in everything. So anglerarmory.com for all the information, and Angler Armory Facebook.
Yes.
Yep. Angler Armory Facebook, and there is a Wild West Kingfish Tournament Series page as well.
Yes.
That they can get it.
So follow all that, and thanks for coming in. Yep. I appreciate it.
Hey, real quick before we go, get in the Wild West.
That's right. Get in.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, hey, brother.
Finally.
Was that hard, Jay?
No. Finally.
I didn't talk hardly at all. It was great, man.
Next time, have a couple white Russians here. I'll make it better.
we can do these anytime you want to come in and put out information or something. Let me know.
Well, what we're going
to
do.
The mic is always open.
I'm looking forward to going to the States this year.
Again, as the tournaments.
All right, I'd like to thank James for coming in. That was a lot of information.
That was a lot of information, definitely.
Definitely go to the Armory Anglery, Anglery.
AnglerArmory.com, yes.
.com and get all that information.
Yep.
So we got this Saturday.
This Saturday, the 14th, at the Hut, 7 p.m., is the kickoff party. If you want to get in to the Wild West Kingfish Series, application and a $500 deposit is required then to get in. I have a feeling that we're going to have a lot of boats signing up. So if you want to get in, make sure you get in there and do it. The first tournament is going to be Saturday, April 22nd.
Okay, yeah.
So that'll be the first tournament, and that'll kick off the leg one spring tournament.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to getting out there and being able to call some of the tournaments and everything.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be fun to be able to commentate it and to really interact with the event. It's gonna bring it to a different level.
Yeah, bring a whole production level to it, and I think it's gonna make it accessible for a lot of people.
Sure, absolutely. Anybody, friends, family from out of town, you can interact with them and follow them along, and
I think it'll just bring it to a level that people that don't fish tournaments are going to be interested to watch it.
Because I think so. And then on the other spin to it, you know, right before the event, we'll have James in again, and we'll talk about the event and kind of highlight it. And then afterwards, you know, we'll bring some of the winners in and let them talk about their day. And you know,
and there's some interesting characters that are in these tournaments.
You can learn a lot from them. I mean, they're not going to tell you where they're fishing, there's a lot you can learn from a story of a king fisherman's day. So
yeah, exactly. No, I'm looking forward to that. So you can check that out, this video out, and more at fishpodnetwork.com. And I just want to mention too, don't forget, you can get the audio version of all these podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play now. So you can take my voice with you anywhere.
That's
you go.
It.
Huh? And Paul, too.
Hey, why not? Yeah. We're a good bunch of guys. Take us with you. Yeah.
We'll see you in the next one.
All right.